for anyone that's struggling to find their true meaning or their true purpose, go back to what they believe in, what they are a part of every day. I think that's most important, because if you want to make a change, you obviously have to be passionate. I think the most effective way of doing that is being personally connected to something.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Repurposed. I'm your host, Jared Sebesta of Taegis Financial Group. We are a retirement planning firm based in West Central Minnesota, where our mission statement is to inspire what we call true wealth. We believe that there are three components to having and living with true wealth. Number one, purpose. Knowing our purpose and living that out each and every day. Number two, impact. Impacting the people around us and always adding value to society. And number three, legacy. Having and leaving a legacy, a life that actually transcends our own life, one that has impact on the community around us even after we're gone. At the heart of our company, we are a retirement planning firm, but we believe in these concepts, and that's what we try to inspire with our clients and the people around us. If you want more information on our firm, you can check us out online at taegisfinancial.com. Well, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. We actually call this podcast Repurpose because the founder of our company, Ben Taegis, he wrote a book a few years ago called Repurpose, The Untold Story of Retirement in America. It was actually endorsed by Dave Ramsey. Many of you have heard of Dave Ramsey or fans of his. We are so proud to have his name and his seal of approval on our book. But this book is all about finding and redefining your purpose once you retire. You know, just because you retire or you stop working or you turn 65, that does not mean that we are supposed to lose our sense of purpose and impact. Retirement is nowhere to be found in the Bible, and we believe that we are supposed to have lives of significance even long after we retire, and that's what that book is all about. If you want the first two chapters of Repurpose, you can go to taegisfinancial.com and click on Heard Us on the Radio for your free gift just for listening here today. Now, the point of this podcast isn't necessarily just about finding purpose in retirement, but really finding and living with purpose in life in general. And on this week's episode of Repurpose, we have a very special guest, Jack Jablonski. Now, if you're from Minnesota or are familiar with the world of hockey, chances are you probably know Jack's story. I'll set the stage for you if you are not familiar. Jack was a standout high school hockey player at a hockey powerhouse school in Minnesota at Bonneld St. Margaret. It's in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. And on December 30th, 2011, Jack Jablonski was 6 years old. And during a game, Jack received a hit on the ice that changed his life forever. That hit broke his neck, severing his spinal cord, and the injury left Jack in a quadriplegic state. Now, Jack had dreams of playing in the NHL, but he was told by doctors the very next day after this accident that he might have only limited use of his arms, and at best, he would probably never walk again. As you can imagine, that's a tough pill for a 16-year-old, young, athletic-driven man to swallow. Well, I'm happy to report since the injury, Jack continues to make progress in his recovery, and he has even started a foundation to help create a world where paralysis isn't a permanent prognosis. We talk about the foundation, and we talk about his perspective on purpose and how this injury has given him more purpose on who he is, his perspective on life, and how to lead with impact. Here's my chat with Jack Jablonski. All right, I've got Jack Jablonski on the phone right now. Jack, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast here today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So I got to ask, what are you up to now? What's Jack Jablonski doing nowadays?
Yeah, so I just completed my third year at the University of Southern California out in Los Angeles. I'm on a five-year plan, so I've got 2 years left, but I was lucky enough to be joined by my younger brother out there. She's a freshman and currently an intern for the Los Angeles Kings within their media and broadcasting area of their business. So it's going really well. I'm happy. Physical therapy has been quite progressive in the last year or two. So it's, things are going well. Sometimes when you leave Minnesota, it kind of gets away from you. But at the same time, I feel like I've been able to kind of, stay aware and keeping in touch with a lot of people back at home.
Yeah, so you're doing lots of physical therapy. Two questions. What are you doing for the LA Kings, and then what are you studying in college?
So I'm a communications major and a sports media minor at SC, and all things have been going well. SC's got some fantastic classes that have really been eye-opening, and then at the same time, for the Los Angeles Kings, I'm currently doing a podcast with a co-host called All the King's Men, which is focused obviously throughout the year. My specialty is kind of a lot of analysis that comes along with the home games and being there in person. So it's been an awesome opportunity. I was lucky enough to find someone out there that, you know, found me interesting enough to lend me an internship. And so all things are going well, and it's been a blast so far.
Awesome. That is really cool. You got a foundation, too. I think this is so cool. Tell people the name of the foundation and what you're trying to do with it.
Yeah, so on the one-year anniversary of my injury, dating back, I was injured in 2011. So December 30th, 2012, my family, some friends and I that all wanted to make a difference, we opened the Jack Jablonski Believe in Miracles Foundation. And that, it really focuses on, finding the next miracle and truly figuring out the cure to paralysis. Currently, that entails a partnership with the Mayo Clinic and epidural stimulation. And epidural stimulation, simply put, is, right now surgically implanting a battery pack into someone's lower back with paralysis. And, patient number one at the Mayo Clinic had it done, and we've seen tremendous results. He's been able to start moving, his legs and function below his injury, and he's made significant strides. And I, was fortunate enough to have a chance to meet him at our event last November. I couldn't be happier with the results and the way he talked about what had gone on at Mayo. And yeah. So in the few years that we've had the foundation, we've kind of been, jumping around, but we found a partner with Mayo, and miracles are happening, and hopefully they can keep happening.
That's awesome. I mean, obviously your goal is to walk and prove doctors wrong. Tell people about your condition and how you've progressed since this accident back in 2011.
Yeah. So, I was injured December 30th, 2011. That being said, I was diagnosed with a C5, C6 sever, completely, there's nothing connected. And the doctors gave me the prognosis of, you probably would move the left side of your body, and you hopefully would be able to bend your right side a little bit with your arm. And, luckily enough for me, I was able to, work hard and have the right doctors and therapists around me early on, and still to today. And 1 week after I was injured, I was moving my right arm, and wow. Now today I've been able to, I've got, some muscles in my lower body, my quads and my glutes and my hamstrings are moving a little bit. And my upper body's, been able to make significant progress, since the time that I was in the hospital. I've got great movement on my bicep and my upper bodies on both arms. So, I'm happy with where I'm at physically. Obviously it is frustrating, but from where I could be and where I am today, things are going really well. I've got movement in my lower back and my core as well. So, physically, I'm happy.
It sounds like you have a great attitude, which is awesome to hear. Describe the last 6 years. I mean, it had to be a lot of ups and downs. I mean, kind of, especially that first maybe couple of weeks, couple of months after your injury. How would you overall describe the last 6 years of your life?
In one word, you can just put chaos. But
really?
It was in a little bit more detail. It's been all over the place. By all means, I wouldn't be where I am today without the support and the outreach within the community and nationally, or just within the hockey community. But everyone in general has been so supportive and been behind me. And whether they're praying for me or they just want to send something and help or write a letter, it's made such a difference in my life. I don't know where I would be without it. But within the last, almost 6 years, it's early on in the injury, with being in the hospital and the constant, support with everyone around, my life is so much easier than so many people that have paralysis. I'm obviously very thankful for everyone that's helped me get to where I am today. And, who knows where I would be without it, but, I'm very thankful, and I've been able to try to make a difference in the opportunity that I haven't gotten. You kind of just, you go with it and you see where it rolls. But, emotionally, it takes a toll on you. We all have good days and bad days, and, you know, I kind of look at it where, you know, the good days will be good for me, and sometimes the bad days will be a little worse than, you know, the average person. But, you know, I'm lucky to be where I am today, and I kind of just take that, and you know, you kind of just go with it. But, yeah. You know, the last 6 years are they're interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, I can imagine, because you weren't very old. How old were you when this happened?
I had just turned 16, so
Wow.
Now I'm at the age of 22, but at the age of 16, obviously everything flipped upside down, and
yeah.
You don't expect to be there, but I feel like we've done pretty well since, with the family and I, and obviously the friends as well, but the support is the main reason I am where I am today.
Hmm. We talk about purpose on this podcast. We want to inspire people to live with purpose. I love asking this question to all of our guests, and we've had so many guests on this podcast, from ranging from professional athletes to everybody. And so there's no right or wrong answer to this question, but in your opinion, what does that word purpose mean to you? Purpose for life. What does that mean?
In my opinion, I think we're all put on this earth for some reason. And for me, the age of 16, the purpose on the planet was a little different after my injury. And, for me, purpose is honestly just, what we're out here to do. And I don't think everyone always knows that, even ever. But, some people are able to find their purpose and go with it and try to affect as many people in a positive manner. For me specifically, I think, my purpose is to hopefully inspire people, but most importantly, trying to, prove that you can't be, stopped no matter what. Obviously I have an injury that's quite life-changing, and that takes a lot of extra effort to do, a regular thing in many people's minds. But at the same time, purpose in general is just, finding, what you're meant to do.
Yeah. Do you think that, I just have to ask, do you go back there in your head and just be like, what if, you know what I mean? Like what? You know what I'm saying? I hate bringing that up, but do you go there in your mind occasionally and just wonder like, why was this dealt, why was this hand dealt to me? You ever go there?
By all means, for sure. On that topic, for sure. Because, I love surrounding myself around people, and one of the reasons is because when I'm not, your mind wanders, and then you do the what if thing, and be like, well, where would I be if, I didn't get injured, or would I still be playing hockey, or, how would my life be in that aspect? And by all means, some days those what ifs are mentally in a good state, and some days they're in a negative state. But for me, for sure, yeah, because, you can't help but to think it, and it goes back to the what if, what if I, would have gone right instead of left when I got hit, or what if I would have worked out more, or what if I would have worked harder in this, or it just, there's so many what ifs in everybody's world. When something negative happens, I believe everyone's mind is automatically going to eventually end up there at some point.
Yeah.
And for sure, but, for me, I think one way to put my injury is, I understand my injury. I understand the barriers and what life could be. But the most important thing for me is I don't accept it. And that's, the main reason why I have the foundation. And, at the same time, the foundation can benefit me. Right now it doesn't. But I'm trying to, help, 1.3 million people living with, people living with paralysis.
Yeah.
And that's, part of the purpose that you bring up.
Is that almost therapeutic for you to kind of deal with it? Like to say like, hey, I've got a foundation here and I'm trying to help, tons of people. Does that help you create purpose out of this event for you? Does it almost feel like it's a way to kind of deal with it or therapy? I don't, what's the word I'm looking for? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, and I think a little bit does, and I think, with the foundation, yes, and no question that I think the foundation helps mentally, knowing that, I could potentially get back on my feet, but for me, it's, I understand what, people with paralysis are obviously living with, and I think anyone from the outside can understand that it's not somewhere anyone wants to be, and knowing that, I've been, very fortunate and very lucky, post-injury to have, you know, some of the publicity or some of the attention, you know, within the media. I was very lucky, and I understand that. And that's part of why I want to also give back, because, you know, there are people that are living with paralysis that, you know, weren't on, you know, the news or didn't have people showing up at the hospital. And that's where you understand that. But for sure, on a therapeutic aspect, no question that I think it helps me mentally, just A, knowing that I'm trying to make a difference, but B, knowing that I could potentially, you know, getting this world closer to finding a cure to paralysis.
Yeah. Well, you got a great attitude, and to have that type of insight and maturity with this at 22 years old is phenomenal. So congrats to you. Where do you see this going? Like, I know you want to prove doctors wrong and walk again, but you know, do you vision like what double your life? I mean, you're almost my age, you know, for crying out loud. Like where do you see this going?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question, because you look at, you know, with the foundation, you look at the science behind it. You know, 6 years ago, almost 6 years ago, when I was injured, you know, you look at the science and where people were with spinal cord injury recovery and finding that next miracle. And from then until now, it's, you know, drastically different.
Yeah.
And that's what gives me so much hope, because you realize that, okay, in the 5 years that I've had a foundation, and obviously it's not just my foundation doing stuff. You've got, you know, Christopher Dana Reeve Foundation out east and plenty more that are, you know, making an impact nationally, but even more worldwide. And that's where you realize that in the 5 years, you know, I think one thing that our foundation has really brought has been urgency, because, you know, obviously we all want to get back on our feet, but the science and you obviously have to get it right. But most importantly, you know, we want to get on our feet as soon as possible. And that's one thing that I think we're realizing, is that, you know, while we are a ways from truly finding the answer, most importantly with what's going on in epidural stimulation with the foundation or just the science in general, is what's being looked at and what's working right now is improving people's lives. And that's most important, because I think 9 out of 10 people with paralysis will say, you know, people with quadriplegic, you know, that such as me, that don't have full function from their waist up, I'd rather have hand function back and bladder and all that, opposed to being able to walk right now, because that's what's truly life-changing.
Right.
And that's what a lot of the science is doing right now. And we're getting closer to, you know, getting people back on their feet. But most importantly, it's about improving people's lives on a daily basis.
Yeah. Getting back to this purpose aspect, I like to ask interviewees this question as well. And you may not have insight on this. You're young. But people that are struggling to find maybe their purpose on this planet, because it sounds like this injury has kind of forced you, so to speak, to just live this life and live out this purpose.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for people that are struggling to kind of find that zone for their own life? Any insight on that?
Yeah, oh, for sure. And I think, you know, the most, you know, effective way to truly find your purpose is, I think, go back to the center of yourself and realizing internally, you know, what you truly believe in. Hmm. You know, and for me, obviously, that was kind of given to me with my injury, and obviously truly believing and wanting to get back on my feet or improving people's lives with paralysis. But, you know, on a daily life for anyone that's, you know, struggling to find, you know, their true meaning or their true purpose is, you know, go back to what they believe in, what they are a part of every day, or what, you know, has affected them personally, whether, you know, there's someone in your life with cancer or there's, you know, inner city or whatever it may be. And I think that's most important, because, you know, you got to be passionate in something. You know, if you want to make a change, you obviously have to be passionate. I think the most effective way of doing that is being personally connected to something.
Yeah, that's great advice. I like that. Two questions left here before I let you off the phone. Number one, how do you want to be remembered? What do you want your legacy to be? And this is not a morbid thing where you're thinking about like, well, what's it going to look like after I've died? That's not it at all. It's just how do you want your dent in society to look like? How when people say Jack Jablonski 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road, how do you want them to think and remember you?
Yeah, great question, honestly. I think for me, I definitely would, you know, want to be remembered in the sense of someone who, you know, most importantly, didn't give up on their dreams after something like paralysis got in the way. You know, for me, you know, hockey was my life growing up. You know, I went to Finland St. Margaret's with the mindset of playing hockey. Obviously, you know, school is just important, but you know, at the age of, you know, 15, 16, you know, that can get a little twisted in your head. But
yeah,
you know, for me, I honestly just want to be looked at as someone who didn't give up on their dreams, because you know, I wanted to be a part of hockey, and obviously that was, you know, go to the NHL or do something like that. You know, when you're playing hockey, and you get injured, and obviously that career is shot. But at the same time, you know, I haven't given up. I still plan on, you know, doing something in the NHL. You know, I'm currently an intern for 3 years there. When I graduate, I'd love to obviously keep a job, and that's the plan there. But at the same time, it's, you know, I obviously have had plenty of barriers in the way. You know, moving halfway across the country, it's just no matter what, you know, is coming my way, I just try to do my best to not let it affect me in a negative manner.
Yeah.
And I think that's most important to me, because, you know, with you know, the foundation, obviously that's a huge part of my life, and it'd be great to be known as someone who, you know, changed the aspect of paralysis. But most importantly, I think it has to be, you know, not letting something get in the way, even, you know, regardless of how big the barrier was.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Last question here. I love this question. This is why I end with this one. You and I are just sitting around, you know, having coffee. And I asked you this question. What would you say? I want to have impact on this world. I'm almost twice your age, so I want to hear it from your perspective. What would you say to me and even the people listening to this podcast? How can we be people of bigger impact on this world? What would you say?
Yeah, I think that goes a little bit hand in hand with the purpose question, because
yeah.
You know, finding your purpose obviously is step one, and being a person of impact, I think, is surrounding yourself with people who have the same idea as you, or the same mindset and sense of wanting to make a change, and really just kind of working with, you know, internally yourself, and you know, at the same time trying to just grow that, and being a person of impact, of connecting with people that have the same, you know, idea or the same mindset towards, you know, making a change, or making people's lives better, or, you know, impacting it in a positive manner in any which way.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, I think the impact has to come within yourself, obviously, but, you know, definitely, you know, attempting to make it, you know, larger than yourself.
Yeah.
And once you're able to do that, you know, you are impacting people.
Mm, yeah. Great stuff. I love that answer. That was wonderful. Jack, I appreciate your time here today. Before I let you go, where can people find your foundation and maybe follow you online? Where can I send people to find more information on you?
Yeah, start with the foundation, because I think that's the most important part of what's going on in my life right now. The Jack Jelonski Believe in Miracles Foundation. We have our website at beliefoundation.org, and that's BELIEFoundation.org. It's also on Facebook and Instagram. Personally, my Twitter is Jeb_13, and on Instagram as well, and Facebook. But yeah, the foundation is most important. You know, follow that, support that if you guys can, and you know, let's make an impact.
Definitely. Definitely. I'll make sure to put links in the show notes below. So if you're listening to this online, check out the description, and I'll make sure to have some links in there in case you missed it there just now. But Jack, we appreciate your time here today. Best of luck again, from my fellow Minnesotan. We're definitely rooting you on, and can't wait to see kind of what the future holds. And from my generation, you know, saying thank you for making a foundation and using this to impact other people. You're doing a great job. So keep up the great work. Well, it was really cool for me to chat with Jack Jablonski. To me, a very passionate and positive young man, and I think it speaks volumes to his character on how he has the maturity to look at this event with a great attitude and a drive to make a difference. Well, one thing that really stood out to me is when I asked him about having impact on other people, he said, surround yourself with other people that believe in the same idea and have the same mindset towards making a change and an attempt to make that thing bigger than yourself. And I think that is a call call to all of us believers to have unity and oneness on trying to really impact the world and the people around us in a greater way. And if you want to have impact, have a cause greater than yourself. Take the self out of it. If you really want to have the biggest impact, we cannot be focused on ourselves. And again, that makes me think of Matthew 24, the Great Commission. Really go to all of the world and spread my news and make disciples. I think, again, as believers, that is quite a mission and a purpose that we have on all of our lives. For more information on Jack Jablonski and his Believe in Miracles Foundation, go to believefoundation.org. Well, just a reminder, this show is based on a book by Ben Tejas called Repurposed. If you want the first two chapters of that book totally free as a free gift just for listening here today, I encourage you to do that. Go to our website, tejasfinancial.com, and click on Heard Us on the Radio again for your free gift just for listening here today. That's going to do it for this episode of Repurpose. As usual, a big thanks to Faith Radio for helping us sponsor this program. If you missed any or all of this episode, visit myfaithradio.com to hear or download the podcast there. I'm Jared Sebesta. We will see you next time on Repurposed.